Track 1.22.
I've read 5 of this author's novels now, and they're all very similar. The major characters from one story appear in minor roles in the next. I quite like the fact that there are complex issues in the books, though sometimes this becomes very heavy and really slows things down. I almost gave up at one point. What he does best is contemporary spoken language. His treatment of that is so impressive. The dialogue jumps off the page and makes all the people seem so alive, so real.
A lot of my friends have enjoyed her books, so I was expecting great things from this one. But I have to say I was disappointed. All the key factors that combine to make great teen fiction seem to be missing. There were no memorable or even believable characters, no complex ideas, and the story was so predictable. When I reached the end, I thought, so what?
I've never read anything by this author before, but I'll definitely read more of her work after this. I downloaded it on the advice of a friend who is passionate about reading, so I knew it would be good. Anyway, it was outstanding. A really moving story that I could identify with. The story was unpredictable too, which I really liked. So I guess that makes it my number one choice right now. I'll probably reread it one day.